Construction is almost done on the new commercial terminal at Natchez Adams County Airport. Administrator Mitzi Kahn says the final price tag is coming in right at $6.85 million. The county would still need to issue up to $1.7 million in bonds to cover the cost until it gets reimbursed through grants. Diesel prices in Louisiana are at an all-time high.
The average price of a gallon of diesel is now almost $5.59, which is a new record for Louisiana. Don Redmond with AAA says this is mainly due to increased demand by Europe, given the fact that the U.S. is one of the biggest diesel exporters.
You're now having diminished supplies, higher demand, and as we learned in Economics 101, that fuels those prices going up.
Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain says with these record diesel prices coming right at harvest, it's going to cost a fortune to transport crops.
Once it's harvested, it's got to go by truck, rail, or barge, generally downriver to the next place.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The offices of the Mississippi Institutions of Higher Learning experienced a network security incident. Leaders say services at the Office of Student Financial Aid have been impacted by the incident. Officials said no impact on any individual higher education institution has been reported. According to the IHL, external cybersecurity professionals are working to determine what, if any, confidential or sensitive data may have been accessed or compromised. The public transit system in Shreveport and Bossier City is using an autonomous bus.
Sportran received a federal grant to purchase the self-driving bus that seats 12 passengers.
This is truly the first autonomous bus in public transit, actually in the nation.
CEO Denaro Washington says the autonomous bus is a route that serves the entertainment and medical districts in Shreveport, and the plan is to add more.
We're going to add up to 15 additional vehicles to the vehicle we have in service now.
Washington says to help ease the nerves of passengers, they will have a driver behind the wheel in most cases, but he says autonomous buses are the wave of the future.
One day this terminal is probably going to disappear.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 16.70 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.